Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I, you ask? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention, the exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. Let's go. Now, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, is about theft in the worst way. We're going to talk about energy drainers. Yes, that's right. We're going to talk about energy drainers and theft in the worst way. Energy drainers, beautiful people, are people that steal your joy. They try to take you down. They try to zap your energy through means of just being themselves in most instances. We're going to talk about how we can use our mind's eye, like we talked about yesterday, to always stay in a positive mind state no matter what happens in life, regardless of who we talk to when we're dealing with these energy drainers. Energy drainers, beautiful people, we've all experienced them. People that come in at random parts of your day and they want to try to just be malicious for seemingly no reason. Maybe they're going through some stuff in their own life that they don't feel good about, and you happen to remind them of something that genuinely happened, not intentionally, maybe even intentionally, something that transpired between the two of you and the dynamics of your relationship. Sometimes even you don't even have anything that happens between them. We call those people like haters. That's a good term for them, haters. And haters always fit exactly that saying, what people say, misery loves company. And haters and energy drainers sometimes are negative Nellies or negative Nancys, and they want to just zap all the energy from you by constantly putting you down or attacking your character because they don't feel good about themselves. Maybe they're going through some rough patches in life. Maybe they're upset about the success that they see you amass in your own life and they want to emulate it or copy it. Or maybe they feel like slighted by life as a result of somebody else being blessed, so they have something to say or gossip to people that you know, or they just give you put downs and come at you negatively in their comments, or they start fights with you out of seemingly the blue just because they're disgruntled in the direction and the trajectory of how their life works. Beautiful people, I'm going to tell you today, what you do when you see a negative Nelly or a negative Nancy is the same thing we always do here on We change the trajectory of how we think and turn their negative words into positive affirmations about ourselves. And we also give them a compliment. You know, sometimes we're not perfect. Nobody under the sun is perfect. Sometimes we say some negative things to them, some negative things that hurt their heart. We reply in a nasty way, but we need to remind ourselves that when you reply negatively, when you say something nasty to somebody, the law of the universe is that you receive that which you put out. And tomorrow we'll be talking more about that when we discuss the fifth chakra. Because we talked about the seventh chakra and the sixth chakra. We talked about the power of the crown chakra. We talked about the power of the third eye chakra. Tomorrow we'll be discussing the power of the throat chakra, and how we use that, and how beautiful it is to have mastery of that, or to develop that power. Because once you do, you know, we always speak into existence that which we desire in the exceptional reality that we've been hoping for, beautiful people. So without further ado, today, disregard the haters, disregard the negative Nellies and the negative Nancys. Put them on the back burner. Don't even address their negative commentary. Wipe that off the slate. And just know their comments aren't about you. They're going through some things. Give them some counseling. Give them some wisdom. Beautiful people, this is your host with the most, that power boost of a jolt after your breakfast toast. And I wish you love, prosperity, peace, and abundance, and to have a wonderful day.